keeps it all to himself. Mm-hmm. What do you call that type of person?
Mize.
Okay. Is there another word for that?
Just stingy.
Okay. When you use the word common about a person, what does that mean to you?
Well, it just means that they're a person who would get out and do anything, or do things you wouldn't do in public.
Okay. Say a person like yourself, you're 75, and you get around quite a bit, and you see people and everything. How would you describe yourself? You might say, you're quiet. Mm-hmm. Or is there another word? You're still very strong and and lively.
You're still active or alive, girl.
Okay.
Still active. Still very strong. So.
Okay. You might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
So you don't go upstairs in the dark?
Yeah, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm
afraid.
Do you have any other words?
Just scared.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody leaves a lot of money around on a table or something, and the door is unlocked, you'd say that he's mighty.
Okay.
And pretend that you had an aunt named Aunt Lizzie.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
That's kind of silly.
Okay, what's another word for... what's a word for saying odd or strange?
Yeah, she kind of acts different or stranger.
Okay,
funny.
Or word queer, would you use?
Queer.
Okay, has that meaning changed any?
Yeah, that means you're different.
Okay, if a man is very sure of himself and he doesn't want to, he won't change his mind about anything, you would say that he is mighty...
Mighty stuck up.
Or if when you're if you're arguing with somebody and you can't make them change their minds, they insist on being right all the time, you might say, don't be so...
Still. So forward, it's okay.
Okay. Would you ever use stubborn or...
Stubborn, you do it.
Is there another word for that?
Stubborn. Yeah, you're just so stubborn, so tight, or so many goals.
Would you use bullheaded?
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, you might describe him as being very... What?
Loses temper when...
When anything goes wrong, yeah. Do you have a word for to describe that person?
Well, he's pretty hot tempered, though. Quick to get mad.
Okay. And you might say, if he's of a bad temper all the time, he's...
That's true. He's happy.
Okay. If somebody's about to lose their temper, you would tell him just...
Just hold it. Wait, just hold your horses.
Or you might say, just keep...
Just keep your temper. Just keep quiet.
Or keep...
Keep still. Keep cool.
Okay, another way of saying keep cool would be keep calm.
Calm.
If you've been working very hard, you would say that you are very...